Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.1 KMBZ. It's 106. An hour from now, Dana and Parks. And I believe, based on what I've seen on Twitter, I believe Dana was over at Kara Marxer's house to see the new baby.
Oh.
So I believe she's going to come in talking about the baby for about 3 of the 4 hours during the program today. We'll check in with Scott and Dana before 2 o'clock. Brady Goodman filling in for JB Monticelli. She is busy phone banking for Susan Collins. Are you ready for your fourth and final hour?
Let's do this.
All right.
I'm hyped up, Mike. That overrated, underrated thing got me going. So
I'm going to wrap that up real quick. Some came in on Twitter, by the way. This is from 3DogBar on Twitter. Overrated, Joe's Barbecue. Underrated, Strawberry Hill.
Mm.
This from Paul, overrated. Union Station, underrated. Kansas City restaurants other than barbecue.
You know, the other thing I was thinking about underrated is our history, right? I don't think we know enough about it. This town was historic, not only in the Prohibition, but when you go back to the Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
And even before that. And I think it's a little forgotten.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. And if you do want to go to the Prohibition side of it or whatever, if you really do want to get into that, like this crime history book I'm reading talks about where everybody came and how I'm only to the point of when the Italians took most of what is now River Market.
Right.
But it's very interesting.
So I went on a Prohibition tour where they take you around town in a bus and you stop and you
have drinks. I was with you.
Okay.
Brady, I was on the same tour as you.
It was fun.
In the same bus.
It was fun, right?
Yeah.
Start
over. We went. Dude, really?
So we went.
I was on the same tour with you.
So how amazing is that when you start talking about why Brush Creek is concrete, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how thick the concrete supposedly is out at the airport. I don't know. So I think the history of this incredible town is underrated. Also, that's awkward. I apologize.
You probably do this to your partner, Taylor, every day.
Whoopsie.
My bad.
Yes, but you were there.
But the Prohibition Tour was cool. I mean,
right?
if you can find another one to get on, I recommend doing it. The stuff you can learn about in the city.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
And I just don't think people, appreciate mm-hmm. the history of this town.
Jesus on Twitter says, overrated the Plaza, underrated sports. Chad says, Casey Joe's, overrated. World War I Memorial, underrated.
Check you out, text line, with a nice comment. Jamie and Wicket, underrated.
That is from Jamie.
Thanks for listening online.
That's from the boss.
At KMBZ.com.
We appreciate that.
Yes.
One more here. This is from Kevin, who says, overrated barbecue, only because it's hyped up so much. Underrated Crossroads.
Yeah.
Crossroads is pretty neat.
I was just down there for the John Butler Trio Saturday night. Big fan.
How long was that
Sunday
set?
Night. It was very long. We left early.
Yeah, it was
I'm
really...
I'm old. I have kids.
But it was probably 3 songs in 3 hours.
They're cool, dude.
Right.
I'm going to send you some tracks.
No. Trust me.
I got a live tape I'm going to give you.
Travis.
I got some concert recordings.
Give me your thoughts on jam bands like Mo and Humphreys McGee and Fish.
Hey, listen. Don't stereotype. Don't stereotype jam bands.
I have seen a lot of jam bands in my day.
You have.
All right. I have seen all varieties of jam band.
John Butler's good. I'm telling you, I'm going to send you, I got a live concert you got to hear.
It's the,
you got to hear it. It's really good.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah. Send me the tracks where they jam out for 9 minutes playing the same guitar solo back and forth. All right.
Okay. I think Brady is overrated and annoying. Sorry. That was my wife.
Oh, that one's from your wife. Yeah,
yeah.
That one really is.
Yes.
And the last one from Twitter, overrated. KCI is just fine. Underrated the local music scene. Is the music scene good in Kansas City? Is it? Is
it? Look, again, I'm talking about the history of it. When you're talking about the roots and it goes back, I think a lot of that stays and hangs around. through the heartbeat of the city.
Okay, because, I mean, we talk about, you know, the Jazz Museum and the Jazz Fest that nobody went to and how the city is still paying for the Jazz District, 18th and Vine. Right. You know, that still gets a lot of play. I don't know if people love jazz enough to say that this is still a jazz town. Like, I've been to a few jazz bars, and don't get me wrong, it's fine. I'm not a jazz guy. I don't know if there is enough passion for jazz music in this town to keep it a jazz town. I don't think there's enough passion for jazz anywhere.
I have three daughters, 9 and under. The fact that I got to go to a concert, right, is so rare. I just couldn't speak to the live music scene here in town.
No.
But you could talk about, okay.
People can, though.
Look at Tech N9ne, look at Rockfest, look at, right? So there are big music-centered events in town.
Well, yeah, Tech N9ne's from here. I don't know how many local acts were at Rockfest. I was there.
Yeah.
Physically, and towards the end of the night, mostly mentally, but not.
But I think you could point to some musical goalposts that Kansas City can be proud of.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of, I mean, look, the tweet came in. Do you agree? Is there a good local music scene around here? I don't know the answer to that. Mm-hmm. Text in 22980. Text it in. All right, coming up.
Right.
We were going to go back to DACA. We don't really have to get into DACA. All right. We don't really have to. But we will tell you about where an unattended gun was found in Lawrence.
Eesh.
You can start surmising your conclusions. I'll put it up on Facebook and Twitter coming up next. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Brady Goodman from The Point in for Jamie Monticelli here on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Just based on Twitter, Brady Goodman in for Jamie Monticelli. Just based on Twitter, I got a feeling that Dana and Parks are going to talk DACA, so we're going to leave it to them. How's that? Yeah, they're going to talk DACA.
Okay.
Just based on some of the things that Scott is tweeting right now.
Yeah.
So we will leave that to them. We're going to get back into it. We thought, nah, so we'll lighten it up with gun talk. All right. This is kind of frightening, all right? And I don't know where this conversation is really going to go, because we talked about this, I think, about a year ago when the rules were coming out. And you are going to be allowed to carry a gun, concealed carry, on a college campus. And as pro-Second Amendment as I am, and I'm all about, if you're properly trained, to carry a gun, conceal it, I'm good for you, because you know better than I would. College campuses, to me, are not places where guns belong. And we have an update for you earlier today. Just after 11 a.m., this goes to Lawrence, where the University of Kansas is, a student found an unattended gun left on the toilet in a men's bathroom on the fourth floor of Wesco Hall. He reported it to his graduate teaching assistant before the beginning of class. He said, quote, "It took me a second to really realize what it was." He didn't know whether someone had dropped it off, left it, or if it was there for some sort of ulterior motive. Guns are normally out of sight, out of mind. It's much more scary to have it presented to you in your face. Now, teaching assistant Kate Negren called 911 immediately. She said she's not sure what happened afterwards since she had to start class. She said, quote, "I called the number that I have most immediate to me. I think what this indicates is we're maybe having an issue with the degree of education about how to conceal and carry." 576-7798. This is one of the problems we talked about a year ago or 6 months ago or wherever this conversation, whenever it comes up on the air, Brady. You may have the smartest college kid in the world, and you've got three girls that are under the age of 9. God help you. But in 10 years, one of them is going to be off to college. And then a year later, another one's going to be off to college. And the baby will be off to college.
Oh.
And then you'll be off the hook.
Right.
Maybe. They'll be maybe off the payroll.
Wow.
Those ratings better stay up over there on The Point, brother.
I hope so.
But this is one of the reasons, and this is not related, was alcohol. That was one of the big reasons I don't want college kids having access to guns on campus, all right? This time, somebody left it on the toilet. Now, we don't know what's going to happen to the kid. It's not illegal.
That's what's crazy to me. What's crazy. The fact that this isn't a criminal offense is shocking, and it should be.
Leaving a gun unattended is not treated as a criminal offense in Kansas.
It should be.
But the owner could face disciplinary charges from the university.
It's 100%, if we don't learn anything else from this story, is it should be a criminal offense to leave your gun laying around.
Mm-hmm.
right?
I would think. I'm not gun guy, but I'm pro Second Amendment, and if you want to have them with proper training, thumbs up to you.
I would imagine proper training doesn't involve leaving it wherever you please.
And this is, it. Look, like we talked about earlier with the Kaepernick thing, we talk about it often, 95% of the people in that building are standing. I think 95% of the gun owners are pretty safe. I will bet that that goes down at college, in college campuses, right, where kids are 19 or 21 or whatever age they are. Their responsibility level, their maturity is not that of their parents, who are more likely listening to us right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I go back. A college campus to me is no place for concealed carry, because I don't concern myself with the 80% of kids that are going to do it right. It's the minority that are going to do it wrong.
Here's the thing, though. Isn't the argument the other side going to be, look what happened to West Virginia. Look at what's happened historically on the University of Texas campus.
Sure, Virginia Tech, yeah.
I mean, if we're going to allow people to carry guns, I don't know why a school should not be included in places you can't take it. Now, listen, I grew up in the middle of Kansas, where kids would drive to school in a tractor with gun racks. So,
okay.
You know
where'd you go?
In the outside of Salina.
Okay.
Out in the middle of nowhere, Kansas. I mean, we didn't have a stoplight in my town. So, to me, it's not as shocking. So I don't know why a college campus, look, welcome to being an adult. There are going to be people around, and they're going to have guns.
There are.
That's the reality of it.
576-7798. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Paul in Parkville on 98.1 KMBZ. What up, Paul?
Not much. How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, not too bad.
Thank you.
Good. Listen, I currently go to KU, and, you know, a lot of people were not too keen on this being passed. And it wasn't because of, like you mentioned, the responsible gun owners. It's because, regardless of being 19, 20, 21, what have you, the maturity level of a college student just isn't there. And, you know, like you were touching on the point, you know, it's pro-Second Amendment right, but there are restrictions to our rights. For example, you can't run into a crowded building and yell fire. So there needs to be a reasonable restriction on it. And, you know, a lot of my teachers this semester have included in their syllabi talking about the discussion for the new concealed carry program.
Hey, Paul, you as a student there at KU, how many... I don't know how big your classes are, but what percentage of your fellow students are carrying? Like, how big of a worry is this? How big of a conversation is this on the campus?
Well, it was bigger back when they were first discussing it and how the legislation was going to change. Right now, it's just a little bit more of dealing with implementation and professors making students aware that this is actually taking effect.
Okay.
I don't know necessarily how many people are actually carrying. I don't know anyone who is. I mean, that's not to say, I mean, there aren't people doing so. I mean, clearly, like you're discussing, a gun was found on campus.
It was on a toilet.
Yeah, I mean, that's just insane to me. And, you know, I have family who are members of the NRA. I grew up with guns. I grew up shooting, and I own guns myself, but it's just not a smart idea on a college campus. And people like to say, well, what if you didn't have protection like you'd have in Virginia Tech or these other places? Well, that's the last thing you need, is a bunch of panicky people all having a gun trying to shoot the person who's actually the bad guy.
That's a good point, Paul. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much.
But those are the same arguments for taking a gun or a concealed weapon anywhere, right?
Then why is it different on college?
Right.
Why is it different on a college campus? Right. Why does it feel so wrong to me to see guns on a college campus and think it's a bad idea? I'm guessing because the average age is young. The average age is when we were stupid. There's a lot of drinking that goes... There's a lot of drinking that goes on everywhere.
Right.
But we're talking about 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kids...
Why not say
being young and stupid?
Then don't take them into places where booze is served, because booze isn't making anybody smarter.
Booze is not served at Wesco Hall.
Right. No, sure.
I mean, I've never been inside Wesco Hall, but I will bet there's not a bar in there.
Right.
It's not a nightclub. So do they belong at Wesco Hall? Do they belong in the arts building, the science building?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If they belong anywhere, I don't know why Wesco Hall would be off the list.
Paul, thanks for your phone call. 576-7798. Patty in Kansas City, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. What's up, Patty?
Well, first of all, I love the show.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
And I also want to say, a friend of mine was in, I don't know if I can name the store, but a local fabric store used the family restroom at the fabric store, and there's a gun in there laying.
At the family, in the, like, somebody just took it off their hip and left it in the bathroom at a fabric store?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That seems a bit little irresponsible to me. Patty, who did it belong to? Did you ever find out?
No, she didn't want to touch it, and she reported it to the manager, and they sent somebody in to get it. But I don't know what happened after that.
Well, I mean, as much as I believe that most gun owners are responsible gun owners, Patty's story and this one out of KU makes me think this is a black eye. This is not discrediting every concealed sure. carry permit holder or the NRA or the Second Amendment, but this is a bit of a stain. I mean, two people sure. leaving their guns around? That's not responsible.
That should be a crime. It's a crime in Johnson County to leave your car running unattended. Right? When there's snow out, you cannot warm up your car in Johnson County.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because people will steal it, and then the cops have to deal with your car being stolen.
In Johnson County?
Yes.
Come on.
I'm not kidding you.
Really?
That's the honest truth.
You cannot start your car if it's 2 degrees out?
You have to be there. It cannot be unattended. So yeah. I cannot warm up my car in my driveway.
I was going to get an automatic starter this winter, I guess. Well, I'm in Jackson County, so I'm fine.
You're fine.
I'm fine.
Not a big deal.
No.
Now, there may be some. It's okay if you can remotely start it. I don't know.
Let's talk to Dave in South Kansas City. Hey, Dave, you're on KMBZ. What's up?
Hey, well, I've got a couple of comments for you.
Sure.
You guys keep talking about 18, 19, and 20, and 21-year-olds owning guns and having them on campuses. I was just wondering, do you guys even know what the legal age is?
It's 21.
21. So that tells me that if an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old or a 20-year-old has a gun, they've already committed a crime. Is that correct?
Right.
In theory, so yeah.
So they cannot legally carry that gun concealed. So right. what we're talking about is 21-year-olds. These people are probably going to be seniors and getting ready to go out into the real world and graduate soon. And so they're adults, and should they make choices and leave their gun on the toilet seat because they probably use the restroom and mm-hmm. took it out? There's obviously right. going to be consequences for that. You know, could they be charged possibly with reckless endangerment or something like that? But you know, I'd like to see more information. Was it a mistake? Was it a plant? Was it someone going to do something bad for later? I think it's kind of blown out of proportion.
Do you not think it should be a crime to leave a gun unattended?
No, I do not.
Wow. You could just leave your gun wherever?
It depends. So are you telling me that I cannot leave a gun unattended on my kitchen table at home? Should that be a crime?
Well, I think that's a little bit different. A toilet seat.
Right, in a public place. Let's quantify it.
Yeah, like if I'm walking through Walmart and I see your gun on the floor, yeah, that's a problem. You choose to do it in the privacy of your own home, that's completely different.
Right.
Leaving it in a toilet in a hall at KU, that seems to be irresponsible.
Well, I think that...
I'm not crazy here.
I mean, because, yes... Part of the thing of owning a gun is you should know possibly who could get a hold of it at any given time.
Yeah.
Your home's different, right? But it should be a
crime. Yeah, my home's not the same as Wesco Hall.
Right. I mean, he was right. Yes, the 21 and yes, conceal and carry licenses and all that. Yeah, I agree with
now him. Now we're getting conflicting on the conceal and carry age in Kansas. It gets so confusing.
Are we going to get a bunch of news stories where it says, do you know what germs are on your gun when you take it into the bathroom?
That's going to have to be next.
Just like we get on the phone, right? I mean, my goodness.
Okay, hold on. Age. While I look this up, we'll get to more of your calls. Dave, Chris Stick right there. 98.1 KMBZ at 1:34. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Mike Wicket with you. Brady Goodman in for Jamie Monticelli. Wrapping up our conversation out of Lawrence, where just after 11 o'clock in the morning, this from earlier today, a student found an unattended gun left on a toilet in a men's bathroom on the fourth floor of Wesco Hall and reported it to his graduate teaching assistant before the beginning of class.
It's a pricey thing to just leave around, too.
What's a gun? $400-$500,
yeah,
right?
Right?
We don't know what kind of gun we have here.
Yeah.
It's an interesting conversation to have when people are leaving. Now, this doesn't happen. There are not 100 guns being left on 100 different toilets. But as we know, it just takes one. It's a gun that it only takes one. And this is not pro-carry, anti-carry. This is, should guns be allowed, concealed carry or whatever, be allowed on campus?
How is it not a crime to leave your gun unattended places?
I don't know.
That's crazy to me.
I don't know.
That should be the first lesson we learn about this.
Teaching assistant Kate Negrin called 911 immediately, and public safety officers have retrieved a gun, an unattended gun in a toilet. I don't know how that happens.
Now, look, looking at the text line, here's another thing we should learn is that we don't all have a great grip on these laws.
Everyone seems to have the answer, and everyone's answer is different.
Buyer has to be 21 for dealers to sell a handgun, but 18 for private sales, according to one texter.
All right.
Somebody else said...
This is in Kansas?
Yep.
Yep.
18 years old for a dealer to sell a long gun, but no age for private party sales.
Everybody has a different variation on the rule.
I went to the Kansas, the ag.ks.gov, mm-hmm. and was reading. I am not smart enough to read this. It's very convoluted. Can we get a version with crayons?
With numbers.
And pictures, please.
Carry gun rules.
Yes.
That's
no,
what I need.
Maybe.
576-7798. Let's talk to Chris and Shawnee on KMBZ. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing? I love the show.
Thank you.
I don't remember being incredibly mature when I was 21.
No, I was not. I was a jackass.
And I remember when I got out of the Navy and went to college, I wouldn't have trusted too many of them to carry weapons. I believe that I'm not against the idea of concealed carry being allowed. I believe the college should be allowed to either enforce mandatory training for anyone who chooses to conceal carry or be allowed to say, look, you left this unattended, therefore your privileges have been revoked as far as this campus is concerned.
You know, it's a really good point, and I like that. I mean, if they've ever find out, and I'm sure if this gun is registered, and let's just assume for argument's sake, Chris, that this gun is registered and they do find this kid, should they take away his right to conceal carry? Can you do that?
Should have some kind of ban or... kind of like punishment. It'd be like anytime you get in trouble with driving, you can have, you know, points stacked against you and things done to that license. So why not, you know, have any kind of punishment rendered against concealed carry?
But look, man, what a
good point, Chris.
But what a headache.
Yeah.
Now KU's going to have to go through this whole thing and, oh, let's check in whether you forgot your at a water fountain, if you left your gun there or not. I just think, look, the state law on some level should cover it. And there's a lot of people that are immature at 21. There's a lot of people at 40 that are immature.
Absolutely.
So don't convolute the issue is my position.
And this to me is just if we just say you can't have them on campus. And I know somebody's screaming, bad guys will bring them on campus.
Right.
I understand that. There are certain situations where I don't believe more guns are the answer. You know
sure.
what I mean? Like
And
one of those places to me is a college campus. And thank you for your phone call, Chris, and thank you for your service. I just where we all were at 21, where
sure.
you were at 21, where I was yes. at 21, when Travis was 21, like 2 weeks ago or whatever, when we were all 21, we were stupid and didn't make great decisions. And I'm not saying 99% of the kids are going to make dumb decisions, or 100% of the kids are going to make dumb decisions. It only takes one. It takes one night of passion. It takes one night where you got pissed off at a party. It takes one where you try to keep it real. And it takes one, all right? It takes one extra beer bong. It takes one extra
right.
hit off that joint that's going around
sure.
at your college party for somebody to say, hey, let me show you my gun. And then something bad happens. I'm not anti-gun. I'm not anti-concealed carry. I'm not anti-Second Amendment, but I am on college campuses.
Well, but I think the laws are the laws are the laws. If we're not mature enough to have a gun, maybe we shouldn't be buying booze at 21, right? Maybe we shouldn't be hiring 18-year-olds to go fight in Afghanistan. I mean, at some point, we're going to have to say, look, you're old enough. And now you have to be responsible. And if you leave your gun at a water fountain or on
yeah.
a toilet, you're going to have to pay the price.
And that's the bigger issue, too. Well, maybe that's just part of the story, I guess, is what should happen to this? When they find out,
right.
and they will find out who owns this gun.
Probably. Now, there's no gun registry, according to the text line in the state of Kansas.
Then they may be SOL.
We just may not. And somebody else said, how do we know it's a student? How do we not know that it's a professor?
We need to find out who the gun belongs to. And this is the Daily Kansan.
Right.
All right. The student
right.
newspaper up there that's you know, doing the investigative reporting on this. I'll bet you it winds up on your news tonight.
Right.
I'll bet. But the Daily Kansan was the first one to have this story. But I'll bet you all the stations are going to run with it.
We've known that KU was going to allow guns on campus for a while. How come this wasn't figured out before? Did nobody go, oh, what happens if somebody drops a gun and leaves
it? We need a bathroom attendant now.
Right.
To sit there and, sir, would you like some perfume or cologne or mint? And I'll hold your gun for you.
Here's the other thing. We are seeing stuff on campus change as at the football game on Saturday, there were metal detectors. We're seeing professors wearing flak jackets as well. And all this stuff is just part of the transition.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we're going to allow it all over the place, I don't know why the campus shouldn't be any different.
I just have a problem with it being on campus.
Look, I have a problem with a lot of stuff on campus.
Right?
Right? I mean, look, I just think if I'm going to be able to go to a sub shop across the street, why can't I go onto campus with it?
Because there are how many kids on the campus at KU? 40,000?
No, sure.
40,000 no between the ages of, for the most part, 18 to 23.
Right.
That's not the most mature times of my life.
No, no.
And I can't base everyone just based on me, but I think if we did a straw poll of Kansas City and we took 10 listeners, rate your maturity level when you were 21, it ain't going to be off the charts.
Not impressive.
No.
But look, you know how much debt I am in because of college? Am I mature enough to deal with that? You're right. So at some point, we're going to have to say people are mature enough and you have to face the consequences of your actions.
Somebody said, wait a second. At 17, I went into the Army and was trusted to carry an M16.
Right.
And responsible to pull the trigger if called. Yes. I was trained, so maybe we need to have better training. You can't compare your training in the Army, which is far superior than if I want to go buy a gun right now, I've never pulled the trigger. I shouldn't be allowed to go buy a gun and take it on a college campus if I've never pulled the trigger in my life.
Again,
there be more training?
Let me remind you, I'm from the middle of Kansas for how old are you when you go into sixth grade?
About 10, 12, we'll say.
I got 11. A gun from my stepmom's parents.
Got it.
As a gift and carried that around with me all the time. All the time. I was in sixth grade, right? There was no training. Here's a little gun, a .22, lever action, and here's a bunch of bullets. Had it in my house, under my bed. You want to talk about immature?
Well, luckily nothing bad ever happened.
That's
right?
Craziness. You know what I did with it? Pawned it to get my high school girlfriend a Christmas gift. $25. That is not a lie. You can see where my priorities are.
From the text line, you can't rent a car till you're 25.
Right.
Think about that. Great point.
I don't know,
great
man.
Point.
I just, look, welcome to Kansas and adulthood. People are going to have guns around us.
It's America. It's not just Kansas. It's everywhere.
Right. Welcome to life as an adult. Get used to it. They're all over the place.
Guns are everywhere.
Right?
Just don't leave them on the toilet.
Right, I know.
Just don't leave them on the toilet.
And that should be a crime. That's my whole point out of this segment is that should be a crime to leave your gun unattended someplace. And that goes back to training. There needs to be more of it.
It's a midday with Jamie and Wicket. Brady Goodman in for one more segment. In for Jamie Monticelli. We'll check in with Dana and Parks coming up next right here on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Jamie Monticelli off till next week. Brady Goodman in from The Point.
Yes,
tomorrow,
sir.
Rod Babcock will be sitting in your seat. We're working on Thursday. And then I'm excited because it'll be the first Wicket and Weir show. Jonathan Weir filling in on Friday as we will be out at the Grain Valley Fair for our city spotlight on Grain Valley. We'll be live from 10 until 2. Dana and Parks will be out there from 2 until 6, but we generally don't let Weir out of the studio for Neighborhood Spotlight Day. But this time we are, so look, I can't wait. It'll be me and Jonathan coming up on Friday.
Getting weird with Weir and Wicket.
It'll be sarcasm and snark for 4 hours. So college football traditions are great. I know what happened over the weekend. Mizzou let Missouri State hang around way too long in a football game. They should have dominated. Lock through for a million yards, set all kinds of records. KU won, and it was on Mangino night, which is very cool. K-State won as well. But there were two stories that stuck out to me real quick here from the college football weekend, and not sports-related, but really cool stuff. Do you have a favorite football tradition?
I don't.
Okay.
I should.
You should. You went to K-State.
Tailgating?
Okay.
Is that right? Is that a football tradition? Should,
why not?
Okay.
You know, there's everybody at Clemson, they touch the rock when they run down the hill, or the fans do the jump around at Badger games.
In Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, they all let go of a balloon when they score, which is hilarious when it takes to the second half.
Those are great.
Yes.
The University of Iowa unveiled a very heartwarming scene. If you didn't see this, Saturday they had the big win. They're supposed to. I think they were playing, what were they playing? Bowling Green or Travis U? Iowa was playing for me, if you can, real quick. I think Michigan State was playing Bowling Green. Regardless, they have the University of Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital across the street, and it's higher than the stadium. So, like, the top four or five floors overlook Kinnick Stadium there in Iowa City. Well, what they do now is their cool new version of the wave. And at the end of the first quarter, they blew out Wyoming. That's what they blew out.
Okay.
At the end of the first quarter, they have everybody turn and wave to the kids in the children's hospital.
That's so
And
awesome.
I watched the video. It looks really neat. Like, you know, all these, you know, Iowa fans up and waving to the kids. Because when you're on the top floor of the children's hospital, that's the worst floor to be on. That is the worst. And they get progressively worse as you get up higher. But I thought that was really neat.
Props to Iowa.
That's cool.
Right?
Yeah, the new Iowa wave.
On the other side, here's a trash.
Oh, the other side of the coin?
Yep. Here comes some trash from Tennessee. So if you missed the game last night, Tennessee Georgia Tech played, and on the sidelines there was an assistant coach that had a massive trash can, right? One of those massive ones, a 50-gallon trash can.
Okay.
And it had the Tennessee logo on it, and it also had the letters HTB, hide the ball. Whenever the defense gets a turnover, they then run over with the ball and dunk it in the trash can. Now, on some level, there's some amount of irony yesterday as the game went into double overtime against Georgia Tech, a middling ACC team.
Yeah.
And Georgia Tech almost upset, I guess if you call it an upset, because Tennessee's 25 these days. So what do you think about that? I feel like you're edging, you're just asking for it. And the trash jokes, and your team is trash, and your defense is trash.
I will bet you that it doesn't make it to the second week.
You don't think?
I bet somebody there will say this is going to make us look bad. I bet it's gone.
I love a good bet, Mike. You know me.
Oh, Lord.
Did you say bet?
No.
That's why I love football. Well, that's my favorite football tradition.
I'm not going to throw money on it.
Okay.
But I will bet you somebody will step in and say that's not sportsmanlike. I think it's kind of funny. But the sportsmanship aspect will pop up.
Right. That's an interesting, like, because considering what you get fined for in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't somebody spun the ball and got a penalty after a play?
That happened in the Michigan-Florida game. Heck, did you see that to me is ridiculous. Did you see the Missouri game? Dude was running from 15, 20 yards out with nobody around him. He jumped in the end zone.
Right.
And they called a 15-yard unsportsman, like, took the touchdown away from Missouri.
Wow.
I was like, that's...
They took the touchdown away?
They took the touchdown away.
Like a 15-yard penalty?
15-yard penalty, first down. Or replay, second or third. Now, Travis, you see that over the weekend?
No, I didn't catch that one.
Yeah, I can't believe too many people were outside of the stadium in Columbia were watching Mizzou and Missouri State. I was, because I'm a junkie. But it was there were 1,000 yards of offense, I think, in the first half, or 900 yards of offense in the first half. Teams were just going back and forth, big play after big play. Yeah, that happened on Saturday. Missouri player dove in the end zone, nobody around him. They took the touchdown off the board.
But you can bring a trash can and dunk it on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think the line should be at props, just like I do with stand-up comedy. Once you bring in props, that's a no-go zone for me. That's a no-fly zone. I say lose the props in your stand-up comedy. No offense, Carrot Top, because you could choke me out.
Right, now he could.
But I really think, like, same thing. But props to Iowa. Okay, I feel like we need some of that stuff around
we
here.
We do. We definitely do. I'm going to put this up on Twitter so you can check it out.
What do we got? Wave the wheat? Is that what we're doing? Iowa's up there waving to the kids in the children's
just
hospital.
Waving.
What's your over-under while we wait for Parks
and
Dana to show up? What's your over-under on the Chiefs win total this season?
Oh,
And how do you feel about the game Thursday night?
They're going to get smoked.
Are they?
Well, I mean, they're playing Tom Brady on ring day.
Okay.
They're playing Tom Brady on ring day.
Because I'm in a pick'em league and a last man standing league.
I wouldn't touch that game. Opening night's weird.
It is weird.
It is weird.
Especially at Arrowhead. But if
it's not at Arrowhead.
Oh. Well,
it's at Foxborough.
Well, then never mind.
Then it's ring day. That's when they unfurl the banner and Tom Brady gets his ring again.
So in my last man standing league, you wouldn't touch it?
If you're going to play that, week one is hard in the NFL. It's tough to predict, like an extra preseason game almost. But yeah. Go with Tom Brady. Go with the Patriots at home on ring day against the Chiefs.
That's what I'm saying. I'm picking them in my last man standing bet.
I'm thinking 10-11, something like that for the Chiefs. 10 or 11.
Impressive, yeah. Mike Wickett.
Well, they'll be battling Oakland for this division for a while. Should be fun.
How many quarters Mahomes play?
I'd start him day one. I'd start him day one.
Are a madman.
You think you're going to win a title with Alex Smith?
You're a madman.
You're going to win a champion. One. Are you going to win a championship with Alex Smith?
You're going to win a championship with a rookie?
You're not going to win a championship this year regardless.
That could be true.
But if you invest next year, by the time we're doing this next year, then Mahomes has a year of starting under his belt. That's just my opinion.
You're the smart, handsome one around here. No offense, Scott.
That would be Scott Parks. Hello, Scott.
Hi.
What's going on, buddy?
Nothing. Just walked into a sports talk show.
Yeah. Walked into a conversation about the Kansas City quarterback. Would you start him?
How is that even a question?
Probably not.
No. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
How about the...
What benefit do you get from starting a rookie?
You get his feet wet. And by the... Because look.
You also run the risk of embarrassing him. Name a rookie that started their first year.
Mm-hmm.
Went on to win a lot of Super Bowls.
Well, Peyton Manning won one.
But not
he won two. Excuse me. He won two.
Went to three.
Yeah. I mean, there aren't a lot of guys that win a lot of Super Bowls.
Are you comparing Mahomes to Peyton Manning?
No, you just asked me a question and I answered it for you. All right. That's all that was.
I'm way out of my league here. Obviously, between the doctors.
Did Tom Brady start his rookie year?
No, he took over for Drew Bledsoe. He was a sixth round pick.
John Elway didn't start his rookie year.
Who'd he back up? I don't remember who he backed up.
Dak Prescott.
I don't know. Here.
I'm just putting up names.
Did Brett
now.
Favre start his rookie year?
I have no idea.
No, he was an Atlanta Falcon, and they traded
behind Chris Chandler.
I believe it was Chris Chandler.
Can we bring up one more thing? Scott will take my side on this as well. Jam bands. How do you feel about the John Butler Trio?
Never heard of them.
Oh, so thank I think you. They suck.
Jam bands like fish?
Yes.
Come on, are you telling me?
I would rather gut myself like a salmon.
There we go.
Like a fish. Are you telling me that Michael Frante is not a jam band?
No, he's not. Mm.
What is he?
He's like pop,
he's a
rock,
pop, yeah, something what? In there.
Caribbean yeah. musical artist.
By the way, people on the text line pointed out Russell Wilson and Troy Aikman.
Okay, yeah.
There's two.
Troy Aikman also went 1-15 his rookie year.
Still won three Super Bowls.
Okay.
Still won three.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.